This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wait a minute. Did somebody tell me already it was Friday the 13th?
Did I know that? I think I did, matter of fact, yes.
Did you know it?
Well, we were talking about the moon, remember?
When
the moon hits your
eye. It's a micro moon.
It's a
micro moon. Yeah.
It's quite a, even though it's small, it's bright. I guess I could say that about myself, though, right? Manner speaking.
Okay. That took me a second,
right.
But sure.
Yeah. But I'll second that emotion.
I don't think of you as small.
No, I'm a normal-sized human being with a with a quick mind. Thank you very much. Speaking of quick minds, Victoria Keelan is here along with Kara Schillen and the minds that presented themselves last night at the blockbuster Democratic debate. Yes, and who didn't have a tie on? That was going to set him apart from everybody else, right? No tie. That's it. I'm Kamala Harris. Has always had the thumbs down for me. And that hasn't changed. And looking at the reviews, you and I were just talking about the reviews of what happened last night. She is such a fraud. It's just incredible.
She does not resonate with me
phony.
At all.
Oh, boy,
I'm
phony.
Just, you know.
Phony, 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 phony. Bernie is Bernie. You
know, I like Bernie. I like Bernie the person. I don't love all of his policies, but I love his passion, and I do believe that he wants to help people. I really do believe that.
I believe that.
So I like Bernie as a human being.
Klobuchar and Warren. Warren seems to have flamed out before he even gets there. Biden came across in all the stuff that I have seen. I was out doing some other things last night, so I didn't watch this, although I was with some people who bought me dinner, and they said, we got to go home and watch the rest of the debate. So, anyway, Bernie sometimes looks like the angry old man, and I think to a point he is. Joe and that other phony, Julian Castro, man, what a... He's another fraud. I'm the heir to Obama's legacy.
Yeah, that fell flat last night. He also tried to attack Biden for his age several times,
and that didn't work either.
No, yeah.
You're pretty stupid. All right, so anyway, that's our review of the debate from last night, unless you have something else to say. We can move on to some other things. What else do you have?
Yeah, I think that you know, the winners and losers from everything that I've seen, Biden did pretty well. Kamala Harris had a good opening statement, and then after that, she had a bunch of, which I think she always does, she had a bunch of planned one-liners that really fell flat. Beto O'Rourke had a good night. It's finally sort of the first night that we've seen him. He's in his home state.
A prime, you know, remember the pump that you have to prime his prime. He's lost his prime.
Yeah, he was in his home state. He had a little bit of the audience behind him, but nothing really more than that. And again, like you said, pretty much across the board, all the reviews of this show, Julian Castro, big loser of the night. Andrew Yang, unfortunately, really just did nothing.
Didn't have a tie on, that's why. No tie, no vote.
He once again made, like, weird references to being Asian, and he did that before, and it worked once, you know, but it kind of was odd. Elizabeth Warren was really supposed to be kind of the headliner going up against Biden, and all reviews are she wasn't bad, but she just didn't really find her way into the conversation, so we didn't really learn much. She had solid answers, but we didn't learn much about her.
What's with that necklace that Kamala Harris, is that teeth? Looks like she's got a necklace of somebody's teeth.
I don't know.
And Cory Booker.
He's not even mentioned. What happened to Cory Booker? He really disappeared. He and Bernie
fraud.
didn't Yeah, well, yes, I do believe that. But he and Bernie kind of fell to the middle and weren't even really mentioned. Neither is Amy Klobuchar.
She's okay, yeah. I think. But,
yeah. I don't mind Amy Klobuchar. I think she's...
Would she be a good
like
vice
her.
President? Would
I, that's good? What I've been thinking. I think she'd yeah. be good VP material. Yep.
Yep, yeah. Trump and Nikki versus Biden and Amy. How's that?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be an interesting take?
Yeah, interesting. Podcast, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Put them on the podcast. So how did the ABC questioners do? How is Stephan Poubelis and the rest of the bunch there? They have any gaffes? Are they okay? They held their own? Had
yeah, I didn't
questions?
Yeah, I didn't hear any major complaints. But one thing that I saw was kind of funny is that they didn't, none of the moderators brought up, like, the economy at all. Like, there wasn't a single question about that, which is kind of funny because that seems to be what really
that's
voters
how they win,
want to know about.
What voters want to know where it's going. Yeah. And when you understand, one of the things I would have, if I'd have been on the stage, I would have talked about the $1 trillion that has been borrowed already this year, and the year's not even over yet. The budget deficit widened by over $1 trillion in the first 9 months of the fiscal, of the year. You know, we're not even, the fiscal year, well actually the fiscal year ends October 1st, so, we're in the 11th month. Of the fiscal year. So what's driving up the deficit? Well, the tax cuts to a point, although that's encouraged spending and taxes come in on one side and they don't come in on another.
It actually didn't, though. It really did not produce the economic results it was supposed to. It really,
well, you know,
which is unfortunate.
Like, you know what it is? Yeah, it's kind of like the farmer bailout. The wrong people are getting the breaks, and that's not what is helping.
Now, if that tax cut had actually gone to the middle class, which it didn't, but if it did, that what you would have seen, that's where you would see the difference in retail. That's where you see more Walmart, more Target, more Amazon, more, you know, more business flowing back into the economy. The when you just give tax cuts to the absolute wealthiest 1% of, and not to sound like Bernie with the 1% because I'm sick of hearing that, but, you know, when you give tax cuts to the absolute wealthiest, it does not flow back into the economy. It's like the old trickle-down economics thing. It doesn't work. And so it did not work in this case, and now we've got even more of a deficit. Now, again, I know that you get really upset when I say this, but most people don't care about the deficit because it's like an imaginary number.
Well, because
so I don't know that this
clueless.
Would really affect people. I know, I know.
Clueless. People are clueless about what's going on.
And I'm clueless about it, too. I admit that.
And
I don't really know
the
what
the farm
deficit
thing.
Means.
People are I was meeting, I met yesterday with somebody who runs, you'll like this. There's a food bank in Framingham that is the best and biggest in the state. And the fellow, on his own, he and his wife, feed 400 people a day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because the government doesn't, you know, he goes around and he gets help from certain groups and people. And I said I'd help him if I could because he wanted to grow some veggies on his own instead of buying them. And I sent him to a couple of other farmers who have excess vegetables. And we were talking about how you can't give food to homeless people or people who need it from a restaurant and how stupid that is.
That needs to change.
Oh, my God, it's so stupid. Anyway, I don't know why. I'm just thinking about the things that government does and doesn't do. And the government should be involved in that sort of thing. And they're not. He gets no help from the government at all. None. Zero. There ought to be grants and all sorts of things.
Look at the stupid stuff the government gives grants for. I mean, not all of it. Some of it is wonderful for research and things like that.
Yeah.
But but there are other times where the government just spends money on really stupid things, and a guy like that actually deserves help. He's helping so many people.
He's helping people, that deserve help.
400 people a day in your small community? That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Justice John Roberts, whether you know this or not, he's the Chief Justice. And he was the one who cast the deciding vote against the president's attempt to add citizenship questions to the next census, but only after changing his position behind the scenes. The case was all kinds of political consequences with this baby. Democrats and civil rights people claiming that this question would discourage responses. I think that's bunkum. I don't believe that for a second. I think That's a non-starter with this. And I don't even know why we can't ask the question. I'm interested as to how he made up his mind. Is it clear, Victoria, how Roberts made up his mind? Or
apparently, what insiders are saying is that he was ready to rule in favor of Wilbur Ross and the Trump administration, but apparently he began to waver because he felt that Ross's rationale for the citizenship question had been created, that it was fake, that it was invented. And so his reasoning, Wilbur Ross's reasoning, I don't remember exactly what he said was his reason for it, but I guess John Roberts just felt like it wasn't enough for him to sway that vote.
So why did it lean on Wilbur Ross instead of just the general rationale? Why is it going to be a... Why was
Ross? Well, Wilbur Ross is the one who sponsored it, and
I understand that, but I'm saying, he's not the only one in town, and
but he's the one who testified before the Supreme Court. It was his rationale and his argument.
Well, they should have sent somebody else. I don't see a problem with it myself. I just don't. I never have. But that's it's apparently.
Well, but think of it this way: if you are a person who, let's say, you are an immigrant and you have a green card and you can't vote, but you are awaiting citizenship status or whatever. If a lot of those people are in one area and they answer the questionnaire and say, no, I'm not a citizen, what Wilbur Ross, what John Roberts was, I guess the reason he sided with it, is because that allows a major redistricting. Now, that same person who is an immigrant, and this is the reason I'm using this sort of specific example, my mom's next-door neighbor, who has become a very good friend of hers, is from Iran, and she is in the process of going through her citizenship. And so if she were to answer the citizenship question now, she would say, no, I'm not a citizen. But in 6 months from now, she could say, yes, I am. So if you have all, if that happens in a large group of people, then that would have to be changed back if they're going to redistrict. And I think that's where Roberts came in with, okay, this sounds like an excuse for gerrymandering. And that's exactly what civil rights advocates have been saying all along.
All right, here's one other thing I would have asked last night, because it became apparent, once again, the Veterans Affairs hospitals are, I don't even know what word to use after finding out. Did you see the story of this guy that got eaten pretty much alive by ants in his Veterans Administration hospital bed? Yeah.
No. Oh,
he's
my
a veteran
gosh.
Of the Air Force. His name is Joel Marable, Marable. He died after he was bitten 100 times by ants as he lay in his bed in the Atlanta Veterans Affairs Hospital.
I've never even heard
of
that.
He had cancer. He had cancer to begin with, and there are... my God.
How is this allowed? How are we not dealing with this?
Listen, it's something that's no... It's not the hot button for whatever the reason. It is sure as hell is it with me, but I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. And there was not a word of that sort of thing last night. What are you going to do to fix? And we've been asked this question for all these years. These phonies, Bush and Obama and all these other people kept talking about it. They didn't do a damn thing. And so,
well, actually, that's not really true. A friend of mine worked for Dr. Jill Biden. She and Michelle Obama, especially Dr. Biden, she did so much work
Joe's
for veterans.
Wife, by the way, for those
yes, she was the former, what do they call the second lady? Is it second lady?
Second lady.
I hate saying that. Sounds weird.
Vice President's wife. Yeah,
the vice president's wife. She actually did a lot for veterans and worked with not only the VA, but worked with private groups because a friend of mine worked for her and said that she was really amazing. And even behind the scenes now, she still continues to do veterans work. And there are a lot of really great private groups out there, but for some reason, the VA is what everyone focuses on, and it's just, it's terrible.
Big,
it's not great.
Out of control. Power Swabs wants you to have the whitest and brightest teeth around, like you can have the brightest teeth on your block there, kids, boys and girls, moms and dads. A great white smile. The great white hope is having a white smile. And that's good for all sorts of things in your life. This is certainly, using Power Swabs is much less expensive than having the dentist do it. And the efficiency and results are better than anything else that's on the market. It's all natural, only available by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get Power Swabs to whiten your teeth the natural way at half price. That's at 800-208-1797. Brighten up that smile with Power Swabs.
Most Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hank it, bartend for another round. Never end the best man decision situation.
Never end the dive bar. I think I'm beginning to even recognize Garth Brooks without help. That's, I don't know what that says.
He's got a pretty interesting voice.
Yeah, he does. All right, so it's music time on the DJV program at 24 after the hour with Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster. Jennifer's off today. Garth Brooks switching venues from stadiums to dive bars. And now to the TV screen. He's got a 4-part TV special on the A&E channel. Garth, The Road I'm On, premiering this winter as part of the network's biography series. Always been a pretty popular series on A&E. He said, if I was ever going to do a documentary on my life and music, I wanted A&E to do it. They've interviewed all the people who would know what the true stories are. So no matter how this turns out, I can't say it's not the truth. Garth, The Road I'm On, going to highlight his career through interviews with him and his wife Trisha, his original band members, and some more behind-the-scenes footage as well of Brooks and his touring crew during his current stadium tour. A&E said in their press release for this, quote, "We're truly honored to have the opportunity to partner with Garth. The story of his meteoric rise to fame, one of true grit, talent and sacrifice, with him reaching a level of global success very few have ever achieved. We couldn't think of a better platform than biography to share his personal journey with viewers here for the first time." Other people, if you're wondering who's been on the A&E biography show, Farrah Fawcett, her story, David Cassidy, they're gone.
So many people for so many years.
I know, but I'm wondering.
It's a great show.
Yeah, but I don't.
Those are recent.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, those are just the recent ones.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting. I can't wait to watch this. Yeah. I really don't know.
Interesting guy.
I admit, I really don't know anything about Garth, but I'm so curious about his music and his past and all the people who are going to tell stories about him.
Mm. He's losing his hair, I can tell you that.
Hasn't he always been kind of bald
on top?
Yeah,
right. That's why he wears the hat all the time. Yep.
Yeah.
Next up, musically.
That's part of the biography, but I guess Doug Steffen's side note.
That's my biography on him. Luke Combs now showing up.
going to release his what's considered his sophomore album, which will be his second album. What You See Is What You Get, coming up on November 8th, giving fans an early preview of the first track. It's called One Too Many. One, the number, two, the number, many. Very clever. I got a guy on my farm who has a, he works with me, and we got a little business called One Too Tree. It's an, he's an arborist. You get it?
That's a great name.
One, two, three. There you go. Okay.
I like that.
Nothing to do with Luke Combs, but anyway, this song, yeah, I guess we're listening to this One Too Many. Recent collaborator Brooks and Dunn are singing backup on this. I think that's kind of interesting. In a video for the song released yesterday, Combs admits that he wanted to write a song that, quote, I felt like my 90s country music heroes would be proud of. Referring to Brooks and Dunn. Combs' upcoming album, What You See Is What You Get, follows his debut full-length This One's For You album. Came out a couple of years ago, reigned number one on the top country albums for 47 non-consecutive weeks. It was in and out. One Too Many marks the second time he's teamed up with Brooks and Dunn. Previously, Combs was featured on their reboot album, which was out earlier this past year. He sang A Brand New Man with the duo. We got a little snippet of that. There it is. There it is. There it is. Okay. So for those of you who are Luke Combs fans, there's the update. 28 past the hour on the DJV Friday, the 13th program. Look up in the sky. It's the moon. Talking about the light I'm walking.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls on a stage last night in Houston, debating the issues including health care. Here are former Vice President Joe Biden, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in that order.
I think the Obamacare worked. Add a public option. Guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
I, who wrote the bill, if I may say so, intend to eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses.
I think we do have to go far beyond tinkering with the ACA. I propose Medicare for all who want it.
All of the candidates were calling for action to curb gun violence. Senator Kamala Harris saying President Trump's not pulling the trigger, but, quote, he's sure tweeting out the ammunition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friday the 13th, don't worry about it if you're a Triskaidekaphobic. Too bad. We've got you covered, though. We'll take the phobic out of Triskaidekit and you'll be all set, right? We've done
that.
What does
that mean?
What, Triskaidekaphobia?
Yeah.
It's fear of the number 13.
Oh.
So if you have a problem with number 13, you don't want to...
Some people really do, I guess, right?
No. Isn't it silly, though, when you think about
it's
it? It's
very
like
weird.
It's mind over matter stuff.
No office buildings have a 13th floor. New ones do, but all the old ones in New York, you can't find a 13th floor in any building.
Uh-uh.
Residential, office, whatever.
Well, there is a 13th floor, but they don't call it 13th floor.
Right.
They call it 14th.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That'll
go into the elevator, there is no
13th. Well, right, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. The Prudential Center in Boston, when I was running WEI back in the 80s, it had the 13th floor was the engineering floor. So there was nothing on it except for all the air conditioning. Everything that was needed mechanically to run the rest of the building was 52-story building. So on the 13th floor, they put all of the stuff, the air conditioning and electrical, all that stuff. So nobody ever got off because there really wasn't. There was, but there wasn't. You know what I mean? Kind of how that worked. Victoria Keelan is here to explain her life away and what's going on in the world. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll celebrate National Peanut Day in a moment. But first, as they say, there are a bunch of companies going to Congress to get them to pass gun legislation, action on guns. The letter was sent. So it's an interesting group of people, a group of companies, Victoria.
The letter
was sent to Twitter, Uber, Yelp. That's it. they're not related
at all. Did
Yelp
just write a bad review of gun legislation? Is that how that went?
Guns. Yep, right. Pushing lawmakers to require background checks for all gun sales, passed the national red flag laws, which are, what is that? It takes firearms away from people who could pose a risk.
A lot of states have that now, but it's not a national thing.
Mm. What kind of support does this have, though, in Congress? Is there bipartisan support for this? The public seems to want it. There's no question about that, but that doesn't mean that you get what you want because...
The House has actually passed, I believe it's at least three bills that I know of that had bipartisan support that have been sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk for at least 6 months. He refuses to even bring it to a vote.
What a surprise. All right, let's see how much money he's gotten from the gun interests and move on from there.
Yeah.
And we're changing laws and fixing problems. That's why we need a constitutional convention. So anyway, since... Congress has been on a break. 38 people have died in shootings, mass shootings. There was a knifing, too, over the weekend. I forgot about that. Remember? Did you see that?
No.
Somebody went crazy in a crowd somewhere in the Northwest that was very disturbing because of the number of people that were, So, and then that's what people use to argue against gun. Well, look, see, this guy did it with a knife. So you
It's never as devastating as if you think about like the biggest mass shooting we ever had was that Route 91 festival or Route 90 something in Vegas. And if that was a guy with a knife, I mean, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
Felicity Huffman in Boston today to face the music, as it were. I'll just put this out there.
Are we taking bets?
Yeah, maybe. As to how much time she gets? Yeah. I don't think she should have any time. I think she should have a lot of money extricated for her to pay for all of the costs of this that the public has borne. Sending her to jail for a couple of months will mean nothing. Doesn't fix anything. Doesn't keep somebody from doing the same thing. The fact that they were clever enough to do this, or with the help of that guy, didn't that guy go to jail? The guy who was the mastermind of all of this?
I don't know what's actually happened to him yet. He admitted his wrongdoing, and he actually, a lot of these people got caught because he was working with the FBI and he recorded phone conversations. So that's how Lori Loughlin got caught. Felicity Huffman got caught. It's actually the reason why William H. Macy, her husband, is not named in anything, because he was on the call but didn't say anything that incriminated himself. And that's actually why she's the one.
How's their marriage? Lori Loughlin's marriage on the rocks.
Apparently that is on the rocks. I don't know. From everything I've seen, William H. Macy he wrote a letter defending his wife, and I think they're pretty solid. But, you know, she's been pretty public about it. She said she'll accept whatever punishment the court deems appropriate. She wrote a letter saying that she tried to explain why she actually paid. Now, she only paid $15,000. But she paid $15,000 to boost her daughter's SAT scores. Lori Loughlin and her husband paid $500,000 to get her two dumb daughters into USC.
And they're both arrogant little crappers, too.
Oh, they're horrible, But so now Felicity Huffman said, in my desperation to be a good mother, I talked myself into believing that all I was doing was giving my daughter a fair shot. I see the irony in that statement now, because what I've done is the opposite of that. I broke the law, and I deceived the educational community, betrayed my daughter, and failed my family.
Not a great example for your daughter as far as morals and mores and standards and stuff. That's for sure.
Apparently the daughter didn't know that her scores had been changed. She just kind of got her new results in the mail and thought, wow, I'm really smarter than
I'm smart.
Yeah.
Why am I smart? Oh! National Peanut Day is today. Peanuts. Shut up. A lot of people don't realize peanuts are actually like potatoes. They aren't grown on top on bushes. They're grown underground. Long history, originating 3,500 years or so ago in South America, and then they moved to Jimmy Carter's farm. E-I-E-I-O. Eaten alone or mixed with butter, peanuts are used in virtually everything, including soups, ice cream, for flavor, that sort of thing. Peanut butter and jelly also. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I try to have one every week. If I'm in a hurry, peanut butter and jelly, man. Or cheese, grilled cheese with a tomato on it. Those are my two go-to. Let's have a grilled cheese sandwich.
We could be lunch friends. Because I could definitely do that, too.
I thought we were friends anyway.
Well, lunch friends, meaning like we would share lunch well together.
Share lunch well, yes. All right, in the sports department, Gronk is in the news again. So those of you who are fabulous friends, this is probably something I should have saved for Jennifer.
She loves Gronk. Oh, my gosh.
He had 20 concessions. Good, Doug. 20 concussions while playing football. Apparently, he was interviewed, and he was asked if he would let his son play football. And he said he would, but he'd make sure his son was educated about what he went through, he being his father, during his career, which is kind of a knuckleheaded answer, I suppose. What's he going to say? Would he get himself in trouble with some of his former player friends and folks that he likes? You got 20 concussions, man. You're going to have a rock in your head before you're done. Your brain can't take it. He said 5 of them caused him to lose consciousness. I'm not letting my son. Well, my son had a couple of concussions. That's why I took him out of football when he was in high school. Way before any of the stuff that we know now came to the surface, I just said no. And he said, okay. There are a lot of people who keep, the reason it came up in part is because people keep saying, aren't you going to come out of retirement? How old is he?
29,
I think, somewhere.
29? Yeah, I think people thought, you know, you're at the height of your career, you're young, what's going on, you're Gronk, and yeah, I really didn't know that. I thought it was to pursue acting and other things, and it probably ultimately will result in that, but I didn't know that he had the concussion issue. That's not surprising, but no. Yeah, it's interesting.
What's the big game of the weekend? Well, what happened last night? Is it a Thursday night game, anybody know? What happened to the...
My internet went out, so I was off the grid.
Carrie, usually you're on top of that stuff. You didn't watch the game or have any... I pay no attention to it whatsoever, and I'm the first to tell you that I don't pay any attention to it, because I think it's a horrible... I just don't. Anyway.
I watched a really terrible show on Netflix last night.
What did you?
It's called Fit to Fashion. It's basically a crappier version of America's Next Top Model and then like a fitness show put together. So if you're in the mood for some really terrible television and you're not really sure what they're trying to achieve at the end of the show and you're not really sure what they win either, then that's a good show to watch.
That sounds horrible.
It's like a combination of they're like British people, American people, Australian people who are kind of not in great shape, but they're still doing like physical activities and then having to model after. So it's something.
Well, talking about that.
Can that be a segment, a regular segment where Kara watches
the terrible things?
Because that was incredibly entertaining.
A skincare, that's sort of about how to take care of your skin. Is that what it was? What'd you say this was? The show is about
Fit to Fashion.
Oh, all right.
They're trying to be models.
All right. So the reason I was sort of connecting it, as you were telling that story, I was looking at something that I saw previously that I hadn't paid much attention to. A woman who's almost dead after using a skincare cream that came from Mexico that was loaded with toxicity, mercury mostly. She rubbed it all over. It was Pond's Rejuvenous Cream. 47 years old from Sacramento. She got it from a friend. According to the story.
Isn't Pons like a pretty well-known brand?
Yeah, it is. I remember Pons from when I was a kid.
Is the product from Mexico, or did her friend buy it in some cheap store in Mexico and bring it home and give it to her?
She's been buying Pons cream from Jalisco, Mexico, for 12 years.
Jalisco? Yeah.
Jalisco, is that what it is? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know
the town. That's where all the tequila comes from, Jalisco.
Testing revealed that the tainted face cream contained a powerful form of mercury. Oof. Mercury levels, if you get it in your blood, well, I mean, we've all heard the stories about mercury and how we get it out of our teeth and out of the shots that we take, all that other stuff. So this sounds like bad news. And you were talking off the air, I know you haven't got a lot of information on it yet, about this thing from China. Now, you got to know, again, it's back to the labels. You
don't it's generic drugs that are coming from China, yeah.
Yeah. You just don't read the label of food. You got to know, unfortunately, in this day and age, you got to know where everything comes from. If you're smart, if you want longevity, then you educate yourself as to what ingredients there are either you put
in your
body
or on your body. But how would you ever know in a generic drug? Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, with the generics, why are we getting drugs?
Well, I don't even know
why
if doctors know.
China.
It's like,
doctors,
you know, it's the pharmaceutical company that gets one of the ingredients that's in, you know, in these medications from places in China. And, you know, doses can kill you. They're, like what I was reading, the chemical in this one blood pressure drug, if, you know, like the amount in one pill was equivalent to eating 48 pounds of bacon. It's just
What's the name of that drug again, Kara? In case any of our listeners are actually on it, you may want to discontinue it or talk to your doctor.
Valsartan. It's a blood
pressure
drug.
That's a pretty popular one.
Yeah, it's the most widely used blood pressure medicine, apparently. So,
right.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Television. Liv Tyler and Rob Lowe are going to be in a new TV show. It's a 911 spinoff called Lone Star. It's set in Austin. Rob Lowe plays Owen. Liv Tyler plays a paramedic who's been seen as an adversary as well as a colleague of Lowe's. So that's the 911 thing has done fairly well on ABC, right? That's where it is. I think 911 and Lowe's in that. He's very smooth. He gets himself. He just moves from almost seamlessly from one project to another to another to another to another. Have you noticed that? You never don't see Rob Lowe. He's always present in some way, shape, or form on television or in a movie. He's just always around.
Doesn't age.
No, he looks good.
He's still a good-looking guy.
He's not using
like a grandfather.
That cream from Pons, that's for sure. All right, what's on TV tonight? That looks good.
Well, not a lot because it's Friday night. But there is a marathon of Live PD. If that's your thing and you like, a virtual ride-along with cops around the country, that starts at 8 p.m. on A&E tonight. Otherwise, I would say watch some horrible stuff on Netflix. If you're into food, there's a new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's tonight at 9 p.m. on the Food Network. And then Murder in the Bayou, which is that's a chapter one, A Body in a Canal. That's on Showtime tonight. That's actually kind of an interesting show. And then that's pretty much it. There's really nothing else on there. Unless if you like Bruce Willis, the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis is on tonight at 9 p.m.
That'd be
on Comedy
fun.
Central. I do like him. I don't know who's listed on it as who's being roasted, but it should be a good time.
Time for you to lose the weight. You've been thinking about this for months and months and months and months and months. Now, because you've been listening to me talk about the healthiest choice in our country, in the world, in fact, for losing weight, Calitrin. It's available now. There's a big sale on right now. So you get into the program, you lose the weight, you stay on the program, and you keep the weight off. Pretty simple concept, right? The big sale requires that you use the DJV code when you go to toploss.com or calitrin.com. Calotren. Pretty famous because it's a fabulous way, a safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. DJV code at calitrin.com. Free shipping comes along with it. The big sale is on right now. Check it out.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Victoria Keel, and now it's time for the top five tech stories of the week. And at number five, if you asked Equifax for $125 after the big breach, you need to update your request. Here's why. If you went online and you filed your report saying that your information had been compromised through the Equifax data breach, which affected 400 million people, so most likely you were affected by this. But apparently, the settlement amount was for $700 million. That was announced back in July. And during this settlement that Equifax had with the Federal Trade Commission, $31 million was set aside for consumers who had been affected by the breach. Consumers could request 4 years of credit monitoring free or a check for $125. But because the total payout was actually fixed, the FTC soon warned people that they would receive far less than $125. By some calculations, it was actually $4. So, here's the latest on this. If you do still want some money, and we don't know exactly what that amount will be, you still need to name the credit monitoring service that you've been using as you requested the check. So basically, they're screwing everybody over. And so Equifax says you have until October 15th to go back onto their site and provide information, either sign up for their free credit monitoring or provide proof that you've actually been paying for it from another service. It's the whole thing is still a mess, and if you are looking for a check for $125, look again, because you're definitely not going to be getting that, unfortunately. In number four, the California Senate bill that looks to give contract workers more rights, that is a bill that requires companies like Uber and Lyft and Postmates and DoorDash to treat its contract workers as employees. Now, this bill has passed in the California State Senate. It is seen as a potential game changer for what they call the gig economy. That's if you have a side gig, basically, they call it the gig economy. And it will require that workers are recognized as employees instead of contractors, so that will give them at least a minimum wage, which none of these workers get. They basically work for tips. It will guarantee a minimum wage. It will give them overtime pay, unemployment insurance, which they do not have. So if they get laid off and they're working for any of these companies, they have not been paying into unemployment insurance, so therefore they're not eligible for it. They also don't get any sick leave. So obviously Uber and Lyft are adamantly opposed to this bill because it's going to drive their business model into a very different sphere. Uber has already laid off another major round of people that they've let go the second time this year, and 85% of those layoffs have occurred in the U.S. So this bill looks like it is going to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk in California. He has already said he will support it, and so we'll see how this rolls out in the rest of the country, but it looks like it will be a game changer. At number three, the Pentagon wants more control over the news. One of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies is called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It is developing custom software that can unearth fakes, internet fakes, hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, videos, and audio clips. Now, once upon a time, DARPA was actually known for helping invent the internet, but also for developing horrible privacy-invading projects, like one called LifeLog, that was a program that gathered in a single place just about everything an individual in the U.S. says, sees, or does online. Not a fun thing to do. So now DARPA is developing this analysis program called Semaphore and an image analysis program called Metaphor. And so we will see the object of this is to combat fake news. However, what this really will do, and a lot of people are already catching on to this and they're against it, this will basically allow the government to monitor what news we actually see. So not a great thing in my opinion. At number two, Amazon's got some great news. As part of a national hiring push, Amazon will hold Career Day events next week to fill more than 30,000 jobs. The hiring events will be held Tuesday, September 17th in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, and Arlington, Virginia, where their second U.S. headquarters will be. And the jobs include full-time and part-time positions available all across the country. And if you are interested in any of these, you can go to Amazon.com's job site, and they'll have 1,000 recruiters at these Career Day events. And this is the largest hiring spree that Amazon has ever had. So they say they're also hiring tens of thousands of seasonal workers. So very cool. And the number one spot, Apple had a big, big week. They announced the new iPhone 11. It's all about the camera. It's a wider angle than ever before. And probably the best news that came from it, the iPhone 11 has dropped in price significantly. It will only cost $699 as opposed to the iPhone 10, which was $1,100. So there you have it, the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Victoria Keelan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.